If it seems like the Veterans Affairs Department is making a lot of news lately, well, it is. VA Secretary David Shulkin is making a decision after decision after decision on a new electronic health record, a new direction for the CHOICE program, and a new series of accountability procedures for disciplining employees. Shulkin says those kinds of bold moves are necessary to turn the department around. We get the latest now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Speed and decisiveness. Those are pieces to the management style that Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin says he's bringing to the department. And Shulkin says he's been clear. He wants other leaders and employees at VA to take a similar approach.
I am not looking for the same old practices and behaviors that led us to where we are now. I am looking for a different type of leadership style from the people in my organization. And inherently, that's going to be associated with taking risk. And I'm going to support that risk as long as it's measured and we can determine when and if we need to adjust course on those decisions.
Shulkin says he learned a lot during his tenure as VA Undersecretary for Health. President Obama appointed him to that position back in 2015. And Shulkin says he's taking those observations and applying them to his job now as secretary.
What I saw was improvement under Secretary McDonald. I firmly believe he was taking the organization in the right direction. And I could actually measure it, and he could measure it. We could show we were making improvements in many areas. And I would also say that what I concluded from that was that slow, incremental, steady change isn't what this organization needs. That what we need is bolder, fundamental change, dealing with the issues that, frankly, are really hard to deal with, that go back decades. And that means, by definition, we're going to have to take greater risk.
One of those big, bold changes comes in the form of the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act. President Trump is expected to sign it later this week. Shulkin strongly believes the legislation is a big step forward.
When you've been doing something for years and it's not working, you could either continue to follow the same exact path or you could seek change. I am seeking change, and I desperately need that change. It doesn't mean that you always get it perfectly right, and I am not one to say that this accountability bill is absolutely perfect. But I am convinced that we need to take a different path. And I need, as secretary, if I'm going to change this organization, the ability to remove employees that clearly no longer, in my view, should have the privilege of serving our veterans.
Shulkin says this applies to just a handful of employees, like the psychiatrist caught watching pornography while seeing his patients. And Shulkin says he understands the concerns that some people have with this bill. Federal employee groups, for example, argued that the Accountability Act would hurt the department's ability to recruit and retain top talent. VA currently has about 49,000 vacancies. Most are in healthcare.
This is going to dramatically improve morale, not hurt morale. This will improve recruitment, not hurt recruitment, because there is nothing more demoralizing. Than being in an organization, working alongside people that everybody knows no longer shares the values, the morals, and the ethics of the vast majority of the people who go to work every day for the right reasons and to serve veterans. And I know from my own personal experience that when people are allowed to remain in jobs that everybody knows have thumbed their nose at the organization and aren't respecting the values of the organization, that is harmful, not helpful. So I do not see this as a tool that's going to lead to mass firings. I would never support that as secretary. I see this as a tool that is going to be used on a small number of people who clearly have deviated from accepted practices and norms.
And some fear the disciplinary procedures in this bill will be a turnoff for federal employees, who may see that they have fewer due process rights at VA and decide to take their talents to another agency.
I am not looking to recruit from other federal agencies. I'm looking to recruit in healthcare from other healthcare organizations. And private healthcare organizations don't have the types of accountability rules and restrictions that I have. So I don't think this puts us at a competitive disadvantage. I also know that if we lose the trust of our employees, if we misuse this accountability bill, if we're perceived as making decisions that are arbitrary or unfair, then that will hurt our organization.
Shulkin says he gets it. He sees the nuances with these arguments, but
I know this is the right decision for VA, but I would encourage other federal agencies to look at what we're doing if they have similar issues. I know that this issue of not dealing with people that I think don't belong in the organization has hurt my organization. It's been part of its reputational issues. It's been part of its morale issues. And I also believe part of recruitment issues.
The accountability legislation gets rid of the Merit Systems Protection Board as an appeal option for senior executives. It gives the VA secretary the authority to remove, demote, or suspend them for poor performance or misconduct. Shulkin says, though, he won't be the proposing and the deciding official in the same disciplinary action. Instead, he'll play a role in the grievance process for many of these cases. He signed a delegation of authority that puts employee supervisors, facility managers, and regional directors in the chain of command for proposing and making disciplinary decisions. VA is also beginning to internally clarify how it'll handle some disciplinary cases differently in the future. About 300 of the 1,500 current pending actions are drug diversion cases. In the future, VA says it'll have a zero-tolerance policy for employees who steal drugs from the department. Shulkin says VA needs to be transparent about all of this. He says it's important to him that he talk to the media.
What can often be uncomfortable with the media's criticism when it comes to VA is going to make us stronger, because we are an organization that lost the confidence of its customers. And the only way that I know that you can rebuild trust is to be transparent and open about the problems, and transparent and open when you begin to start providing solutions to the problems.
And he says Trump also supports this view, because the risks of not doing it are greater.
If the public views the organization as not being competent in fulfilling its mission, that people who need our help, particularly those who are committing suicide, may not seek help because they're worried about what they're going to see.
In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out all of our Veterans Affairs coverage at federalnewsradio.com.